Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are we going somewhere? Is that what you're saying to us, James Thompson? You say goodbye? You say goodbye. There you go. That's true. We say goodbye to this studio. We say hello to the next one. John Marks and Ike Reese today. Let's hope it works over there. Because if it doesn't, I guess we're going to be on a 201, 202,
yeah,
203.
We'll have made a big deal about our last show, and it won't be our last show.
It might not be.
We're here till 6, everybody.
Right? And then 10, and then 2, and then, you know. But, yeah, final day for our studio here at 4th and Market. The whole radio station is moving to 2400 Market starting at 2 o'clock today. All right, 888-729-9494. Let's give you a chance right now to win $1,000. This hour's code word that gives you a chance to win $1,000 is King. Text King to 72881 now for your chance to win. One randomly selected nationwide entrant is going to win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, make sure you visit entercomcontest.com. We do that at the start of the 11 and 12 o'clock hour every day on our show. More chances to win $1,000, obviously, in an hour, and then tomorrow at 11 and 12 and all throughout the month of January, 11 and 12. Barcher's in for Richard today. How would you rank him up, John? Let's talk about some kings here. You got the LeBron guy?
Yeah, I would say he's a pretty good king.
You got that Richard Petty fellow?
Richard Petty, definitely the king
right,
of NASCAR.
You got the Howard Eskin guy? Okay.
Self-proclaimed.
And you got that Elvis guy?
Yeah, he's definitely
so,
a king.
Give me a 1-4. Elvis, Petty, LeBron, and Eskin.
Let's go LeBron.
Wow, over Elvis?
Yeah.
Wow.
Then Elvis.
That's a hot take right there.
Then Eskin.
Wow, poor Petty.
And then Richard Petty at the end.
Wow. I think you might be one of the few people who have that list.
Seltzer, if you would, you'll be talking to Howard Eskin in an hour when he calls into the station. We have Howard on Thursdays with the King every Thursday.
It's Elvis, noon. LeBron, Petty, Howard. Sorry, Howard. Sorry. Love you.
All right, Howard Eskin or King Friday from Mr. Rogers. Which way are we going with that one?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, Jeff.
All right, to the phones we go. 888-729-9494. Let's talk to Dan in Philadelphia. What's up, Dan?
Gentlemen, how are we?
Good, doing great, Dan.
Hey, Joe, Marks and Reese, their show's going to do just fine today. They follow you. They follow your show with your same topic every day, it seems like.
Oh, so do they?
Yesterday was the whole Howie thing.
Oh, man. All right. Fair enough.
You might want to put your notes away in a locked drawer because I think they come in right behind you.
No, you know what? It's kind of like being Mike. If Kobe wants to try to copy, that's fine. You know? That's all. I got no problem with that.
Yeah, we're choosing to look at it as an honor. It's an honor.
Yeah, no worries.
But, this whole Andy Reid thing, first of all, I think, I don't mind rooting for him. I think we have to have something to root for in the playoffs, so we might as well root for him. His career in Kansas City is almost a mirror image of his coach as – in Philadelphia. He finally got his quarterback. He can't win the big game. If he does it this year, he does it this year, and good for him.
Well, that's how I look at it, Dan. That's how I feel, too. Although, I don't know why I'm slightly leaning towards I'd be happier for Patrick Mahomes or Vrabel or, you know, all these other different guys, just because I think it's an interesting playoff season. Like, I don't think this is the year of Andy Reid or anything like that. To your point, Dan, I think there's a great chance that he does the same thing in Kansas City that he did in Philadelphia.
I do too, but I mean, I hope he wins, but when I was an Eagles fan at the end of it, you just didn't have the confidence that it was going to happen. And you know, he was a great regular season coach, he was a pretty good playoff coach, but at the end of the day, it was time for him to leave Philadelphia. And
it certainly was. I agree with you on that, Dan.
And someday it'll be his time to leave Kansas City. It'll run cold. So, I mean, it's not knocking him as a coach. It's just sometimes things run cold.
All right, Dan, what do you got here for the best ending?
All right, so this great ending was created another great ending. So the ending of the Civil War, which created the ending of the slavery, essentially.
Well, it's a wonderful
it's a
answer
ending.
Right there.
Yes.
You know, the end of the Civil War, there's a lot of parts of it not known. For instance, a lot of people in the South still wanted to go, still wanted to fight. And this is, you know, this is after the war was technically over. Well, how about this? the war was still fought after the war was over.
Yeah.
I mean,
Sherman and all that stuff going on in the South.
When Lee and Grant signed the agreement, there was battles. I mean, what, did they just pick up the telephone? Up, war's over, fellas.
Yes. Hey, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. It's over.
The war's being fought in other parts of the nation. Then, of course, Lincoln is assassinated like 10 or so days later, and then people still want to fight.
Yeah, because, like, look, we got rid of them. Let's charge this thing. And it's weird to think that war turned on one person's dumb decision in Gettysburg for 2 or 3 days.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is amazing that Lee brought the Southern Army up here and things turned around. Let's go to Cordell in West Philly. What's up, Cordell?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you guys doing today?
Doing great, Cordell. What's on your mind, bud?
Well, a few things. You know, over the last couple of days, we've been talking about the Sixers, and we've been talking about the Eagles, and we've been talking about, you know, dismantling these teams that we've put together that are now, you know, quality teams. You know, yeah, we need some, you know, we need some different players here and there on both teams, you know, but... You know, they talking about getting rid of guys that are actually star players in key positions, and I just don't understand our philosophy, you know. I mean, are we really trying to do this tanking thing all over again?
No, not at all. So I'll answer the question for you. So when people advocate moving on from Ben Simmons, they're not saying let's trade Ben Simmons for Tony Roten. They're saying let's consider trading Ben Simmons for another really good, hopefully even better player. And sometimes you say, hey, let's trade Ben Simmons for someone who's not as young, more established, maybe better right now, and gives you a better shot to win a championship in what a lot of people perceive as a, I'll just be generous here, maybe 5-year window of NBA greatness. So, you know, if I say to you, hey, maybe you can get Bradley Beal, your window just got shorter in that, you know, you don't have 10 years or 12 years, but for the next 5, you might be better. And that's the conversation is about trying to view it from that standpoint. Obviously, this would be easy if Ben Simmons was a true top 10 player with the belief he'd be a top 5, top 3 player. Many people are moving away from that belief. I'm one of them. And so that's why the conversation goes the way it's gone lately.
Yeah, well, I seen the man control the fourth quarter last night. And he didn't score a bucket in the fourth quarter. So, you know, there's a lot of ways that you can affect the game than actually scoring. So, you know, but... You know, one of the things about the Andy Reid thing that I want to just say is that Andy Reid has been a good coach since he's gotten to be a head coach in the NFL. And I was sorry to see him leave, but I thought it was necessary for him to leave, not from a coaching standpoint, but from a personal standpoint. I think he had just suffered too much stuff in Philadelphia to be able to be effective here anymore. You know, his sons went through that process that they went through. You know, I think they had death in the family and stuff.
Well, they did, yeah. I mean, his greatest tragedy was literally a training camp, no question. Cordell, best ending, which one do you have here? You have a chance to win the tickets today.
Well, I like the when we beat the Russians in the Olympics.
Oh, there you go.
That's a good hockey one. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You get Al Michaels. One. Yeah, Al Michaels. Do you believe in miracles?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a phenomenal. I don't think it's tough to find a better sports ending in general when it comes to that. I do want to jump into what Cordell was saying and you were saying about the Sixers, though. The reason why that comes up is because Sixers brass put that expectation out there. I don't think there's anything wrong with Ben Simmons and where he's progressing to.
Well, I disagree.
Granted, it is not to where we want or where his coach wants, because he knows that his butt's on the seat if Ben Simmons does not start shooting. I think that's a long-term problem, don't get me wrong. But this Sixers brass said, this team's ready to go win a championship, so everyone's expectation is, oh my God, they're going to take this huge leap forward. And it's just a minor leap forward, and you don't help out your 2-star players, and then everybody shrugs their shoulders and asks why, how come Ben and Joel don't look the same?
So I'll tell you why I disagree with you vehemently.
Okay.
So first off, I don't need the Sixers or the Phillies or the Eagles or the Flyers to tell me anything good or bad that sets in motion my opinion.
Did you have higher expectations for the Phillies coming into last season with Bryce Harper here?
I did, but I also thought that a whole bunch of things had happened would be better. I didn't think Andrew McCutchen was going to get hurt. I didn't think Odubel Herrera was going to get kicked off the team, so to speak.
Yeah.
Am I culpable for having misevaluated the pitching staff? Absolutely.
Everyone is.
And I admit that. But
just like the same thing with the Sixers squad.
But no, here's where I disagree with you as it relates to the Sixers. So, you know, the village idiot can see, I had the third pick, got Joel Embiid. And the first pick, I got Ben Simmons. I got another first overall pick. Forget what it became. I got a first overall pick. All right, I should be able to do something with that. I got cap space to sign not one, but two max-level players. I'm going back, you know, 2 and 3 years ago. I'm not just talking about 4 months ago. I'm going back to 2016, 2017. Oh, I've got two spots open for max-level players. All right, I got all of that stuff. At the time, I also had Covington and Dario, for whatever that's worth, as complimentary players. It was like the world was our oyster as 76ers fans. And so I expected true greatness. And it just seems to me that at many twists and turns, things have gone wrong either because of bad decisions, immaturity, or bad luck.
Not their general manager situation at all. Through the last, from 2013 to present, that's why we're feeling the way we
do. No, say that again. What are you saying?
From 2013 on, this team has not had a direction in what it wants to be or go in.
I disagree with you.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because they made the decision to fire Sam Hinkie.
I mean, it was the largest mistake that the organization's done so far.
Well, I agree with you. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And they replaced him with Bernergate.
But I'm just saying,
another hurdle to get over. And now everybody's demanding, hey, we're sick of this crap. We're sick of Brett Brown. We're sick of all this other stuff. And they keep rushing and cutting corners.
Correct.
And now that's where we're at. Has nothing to do with Simmons and Embiid. It doesn't have the majority to do with
that. Yeah,
them.
So to me, two different things. One is Josh Harris shortchanged a bold experiment.
100%.
That he signed off on, and then he ran from it.
Yep.
And he blew it.
Because he got embarrassed.
That's number one.
Yep.
Number two, as it relates to Simmons and Embiid, I mean, to me, there are major issues with both. Embiid, the health, the fitness, the focus, whatever you want to call it, all that stuff, okay? Simmons, I will tell you this, John. I'm getting really tired of waiting for him to shoot.
Me too.
And I'm also annoyed and getting tired of people that make excuses for him choosing not to shoot.
I don't, just so you know.
All right, fine. Yeah. The reality is he is a good player without shooting from the outside. It will not be possible, for him to be great enough and for the squad to be great enough without him choosing to shoot the ball from the outside. And fundamentally speaking, I'm aggravated. I even thought about this yesterday. I was at my high school last night. I was at the prep last night. I'm aggravated that you can walk into any high school gymnasium in America. I don't mean the best program. I don't mean the average program. You can walk into any high school gym in America and find more willing outside shooters than the primary ball handler of the NBA squad known as the Philadelphia 76ers. I find that mind-boggling and disgraceful.
Especially when Markelle Fultz for the last 2 years has been doing nothing but, and now...
Well, he had a triple-double last
starting
night.
To pay off a little more
Markelle
for
him. Markelle Fultz had a triple-double. Listen, if Markelle Fultz is...
That was a guy that we all said was never going to get his shot back, and it's suddenly there.
First off, he didn't shoot a three last night. He has shot some this year.
But I'm saying he's getting
there. He's improving. If that's a thing for you to hold on and wait on Simmons, like, I get it. I've thought a ton about it as well. Hey, maybe waiting's the right approach. Obviously, to this point, that's what the Sixers have done. I'm just telling you, man, a guy either has it, doesn't have it, or somewhere in the middle.
Or he's working on it, which he's not
doing.
And
I'm telling you, I'm becoming more and more inclined to believe that Ben doesn't have it, as opposed to he's in the middle and he'll find it.
I agree with that, but I'm saying we were given championship expectations, and here we are.
I mean, but again, I disagree with giving champion. I believed it myself. So, I mean, I understand the Sixers did put that narrative out there, but I believed it. I'll just end it on this, and we'll get back to the calls. I don't respect the decision that Ben Simmons makes to not choose to shoot the basketball. I don't respect it. I think it hurts him as a player. I think it hurts the team. And I think it obviously aggravates millions of us as Sixers fans. I don't respect his decision. 888-729-9494 to Matt in Queens Village. What's going on, Matt?
Yo, Matt.
Matthew.
So, regards to Andy.
Hello to you as well. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
You hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
Am I breaking up?
Yeah.
That worked. With regard to Andy, my entire adult life, so I was born in 95, my entire adult life, the Eagles have been the most consistently good Philadelphia team.
No question.
Aside from a few bad years or a few down years, we're in the playoffs. We get to watch football in January. So I respect Andy for that, and I appreciate it because he was obviously a large part of it. But to say that, John, I think you said it, to say that the conference, whether it's the conference championship or the one Super Bowl, games don't matter, or it's just another game.
No, 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 not saying that. I'm saying for Andy Reid to have to prove that he is a Hall of Fame coach, and for all of that to come down to one Super Bowl win is ridiculous. Like, we already know that Andy Reid belongs in that category of all-time coaches, on and on and on.
But you know what makes it different? Like, Donovan's going to not make the Hall because he lost the Super Bowl in 04.
And even as a Super Bowl winner, I don't know.
Wait, if Donovan had won that game in 04, don't you think that tips him over into the Hall? Absolutely.
Probably because it tips for Manning, and that's just how it goes. I know how it works. I'm just saying.
You think it shouldn't work that way?
I don't. Yeah, okay. I don't need that for him to be. I don't root for Andy so bad. Like, oh, God, please let him be a Super Bowl winner so everybody can say he's a great coach. He's a phenomenal coach already, Matt.
Coach, but he's not a superb coach or phenomenal or Hall of Fame coach if he can't get over that last game, because it's happened so many times to this point where it's a pattern.
Do you think he's a better coach than Sean Payton or not?
I would take Sean Payton over Andy Reid, because Sean Payton wins when it counts.
He's only won once, and he's been in the last three years have given away games, and yeah, we obviously
I would
know
take Andy Reid. It's close. I would take Andy Reid in that scenario.
So would I.
Yeah.
No, buddy, you won. Well, anyway, I've won Sixers points. That's okay.
Sure, go ahead, man.
I would get rid of Brett Brown. I know, like, getting rid of the coach is kind of the solution to everyone's problems when they don't know what's going on. But I think it's becoming more clear that there's, like, a player development issue when you see what Markel did last night.
Against
the Lakers.
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about.
And, yeah, so Brett Brown, like, I think the other day, said objectively it was his fault, or like he called himself a failure with regard to Ben Simmons' development and not shooting the ball. Ben's still jacked up, I think, from that Celtics series a few years ago where he had that one point and they just roasted him up there. And he's got some kind of mental block right now. And it's Brett's responsibility, I think, to say, Ben, you got to shoot. Make sure all the other guys on the floor know. If Ben passes you the ball, you put your arms by your sides and don't catch it because he's got to shoot. I was at the game last night, and it's pathetic how much space they give him.
Oh,
when
it's
he's
awful.
Beyond the arc.
It's awful.
It's awful.
Yeah, it is. Matt, give me your best ending you can think of.
Prohibition.
Prohibition.
Ah, God bless.
You got it.
That's a good answer.
That's a great answer.
Well, the end of prohibition.
Yeah, I think he means the opposite.
To say. Yeah,
he means
not prohibition. The end of prohibition.
The end of prohibition was awesome because that's how I enjoy bourbon. But here's my issue.
Yeah.
Right, especially with that. Brett Brown has said and done everything he possibly can to force Ben Simmons to feel a little embarrassed, motivating, whatever it is.
Oh, I don't think he's done enough.
It's a Ben Simmons problem.
It is a Ben Simmons problem.
To think that someone else would listen to him, or like if you want a coach that wants to come in there, I guess bench Ben Simmons until he learns how to shoot. Like, I don't know what everybody's solution is to it. But I understand, especially when it comes to Matt's point. Yes, I'm in favor of firing Brett Brown as long as the message just keeps getting lost and he needs a new voice in there to push him. But you're really that's a Ben Simmons issue. That is not a new coach issue.
Well, it certainly comes from Simmons. There's no question. But as I've said all week, I think that
You changed
the coach before you change the player if you think the player has supreme talent, which he does have supreme talent.
That's going to be true, no matter, especially in the NBA.
I think it's time to find a new voice to try to jar him out of his stagnation. I know that there's a good chance it won't work, but I think it's worth trying.
Until there is a GM that is here for more than 5 years, nothing will work. That's my – you can change the coach. You can even trade players. So be it. But if you don't have a clear vision of where you want to be other than go win a championship, this is the result of that. This is more dream team than it is, an Eastern Conference Finals basketball team. And if we just gave them time, maybe they can work out the right pieces together.
It's tough, man. Let's go to Don, who's with us in New Jersey. What's happening, Don?
Hey. Joe.
Don.
Here's my thing with Andy.
What?
First of all, I think any great coach who aspires to the Hall of Fame should make it his business to learn how to manage the clock.
I agree with you on that.
After all these years, he still shows the same problems. And I will be disappointed this year because I think he's got the best shot to go all the way, and it'll be because the games will not be close. There'll be two or three touchdowns ahead of the other team at the end of the game, at the end of the half, whatever, and that won't even come into play. But the other thing I haven't heard you mention or anybody else mention is his tendency to want his club to be a safe haven for domestic abusers.
Well, that too. That's another good point, Don.
That is a very fair point. There's no question about it.
I root against him for that alone.
Yeah, well, a lot of people do. A lot of people do root against him for that. And, look, I'm not happy with the Tyreek Hill thing and the fact that he re-embraced Tyreek Hill. I've been very clear about that. Mm-hmm. I think he, but go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And the other guy, Hunt, and...
He got kicked off the team. I mean, when the incident happened and the video came out, he got kicked off the team.
Yeah, it seems like it has to be a video.
Maybe. You might be right about that. You might be. All right, Don, give me the best ending you can think of. Best answer by the end of the show wins the tickets.
No, this isn't going to win, but I thought back to last year, that game where Jimmy Butler hit the game-winning shot and he froze in that crouch position.
Yeah, that was against the Celtics, I think. Jimmy Butler crouching. Yeah. Better than Kawhi Leonard crouching, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that wouldn't win on our show, but if it were a national show, that would probably get some play.
Yes.
But the only buzzer-beater winner of a series in NBA history.
Yeah. The double doink, that was pretty cool. That was a good ending.
Double doink's a great ending.
Sure. I might just start rattling things off the board, like the usual suspects. That was a great ending. No, I'm just saying it was, right? I mean, I'm not.
That's fantastic.
You never
ending.
Do that.
Well, no, I mean, I'm just saying. Joe to camera, John Barchard, in for Richie today. Hey, coming up, saw a report on a quarterback today from the NFL. Triggered a thought in my mind related to the Eagles. What is it? We'll address it next. Joe to camera, John Barchard, in for Richie today. Again, our final show ever from this studio. We moved to the new spot starting at 2 o'clock today with John and Ike's show, and we'll be there the rest of the way for years to come. Joe to camera, Barchard for Richie on WIP. Hey, if you're as excited as I am about this great sports month with all the different action in different leagues, then you want to make sure you enjoy all of it with FanDuel Sportsbook. That's right. FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one online sportsbook for a reason. Actually, for many reasons. They've got all the bets you could want. They've got a great, easy-to-use app, new promotions every day. And once you win, they'll get you your cash fast. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new users their first bet risk-free, meaning you can place any bet within 7 days of sign-up, and FanDuel will refund you up to $500 in site credit if you don't win. What to look at? Well, of course, on Sunday, you've got two big old NFL games, Pro Football Championship games. You got a McGregor fight coming up. You got NBA marquee games all over the place. So find the better bets that works for you. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android. Be sure to sign up using promo code Joe. That's the key, promo code Joe. Promo code Joe gets you the best deal, J-O-E, promo code Joe. Where? Who? FanDuel Sportsbook.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.